Okay, Jim, so Doug Whaley said a couple of weeks back that your so-called priority listings for free agency have been organized with a plan in place. How much can that free agent plan fluctuate leading up to the opening of the free agent market, knowing that 31 NFL rosters are going to change some right between now and then?
Certainly can. And that's what you have to be prepared for and try to get ahead of the game and get all the evaluations you can on as many guys as you can.
So, Jim, do you guys have set contingency plans, or is it more of a play-it-by-ear approach, knowing you can't fully predict what the other 31 NFL clubs are going to do with their rosters as they're currently constituted?
Our pro scouting department has done a fabulous job. We've evaluated every player in the league this year, so we're ahead of the game. As soon as guys that we may not game plan for come available, we're ready.
And so you also kind of look at it in a way that says, well, this could happen. I mean, I think there are some educated guesses that you make based on teams' financial situations, cap situations, and the like, right? I mean, that factors into maybe some of the advanced planning that maybe you put into place?
Or? No question. Tom Gibbons, Rob Hanrahan, Kevin Megank, they've done outstanding jobs of kind of looking at possible cap casualty guys as well as unrestricted and restricted free agents.
Doug had said that the team intends to pursue good value players, much like he did last year with Manny Lawson, Alan Branch. Those are a couple of good examples. He called them dust settle guys. So does that mean when free agency opens, you wait and contact them after the so-called dust settles? Or is the common approach, even though they might not be the headline, big splash guy that 30 teams are going to try to jump on right away, you still get in touch with them and say, hey, look, we're interested?
Yeah, anybody we're interested in, we're going to be aggressive with. You know, we're not just going to sit back. Now, that term dust settles, you know, that's our mindset. We're always going to be big believers in building through the draft. But at the same time, we want to be aggressive.
What's the best way to describe the value you guys feel you get with players like that? I mean, Manny and Alan come in. I think Alan maybe even served a bigger role than you guys even initially anticipated based on injury.
Sure.
But he and Manny are probably two very good examples of guys that you got a lot of bang for your buck with the production you got out of them.
Yeah, I think you answered that. That's exactly right. You want guys that, based on, you know, number of plays they play, production, you know, are you getting value? And that's what you have to study.
I know the shift this time of year moves more towards draft preparations. You guys have got to get your board put together in advance of the combine. But being in your position as director of player personnel, you're covering everything. How do you divide your time between helping Doug Whaley and the college scouting department while also keeping tabs on the things that are happening on the pro side of the ledger?
Right. It's a team effort. I mean, it's why you have college scouts. It's why you have pro scouts. I mean, we really do this thing all year, you know, all year round. We're prepared for this time of year. Now it's just now we're going to start meeting with the college scouts. They're coming in this week, so getting the initial board set up, you know, before the combine, stuff like that. So
how long a preparation process are we talking here to at least get that initial board up and ready, you know, heading out to Indianapolis, you know, near the end of the
month? Yeah, it should be about an 8 or 9 day process where we sit together and get that thing worked out.
And so it's just, you know, start of the workday to the end of the workday, you're just talking players, prioritizing the board, things like that.
I mean, exactly.
How do you?
And for me and Doug and Kelvin Fisher, it's a chance for us to hear the scouts, you know, their take on things, especially background. Sometimes, you know, we sit in this office and evaluate tape, but we don't know what they know, what the college scouts know about the player itself, you know.
So with you, Doug, and Kelvin, are those meetings where you're doing more listening than talking, and then you'll debate later, maybe between the three of you? I'm just curious as to the interaction in the room. I mean, you want to hear from the scouts, and I would imagine that they carry the conversation. I'm just kind of curious if you guys are using your ears more than your mouths in those kinds of situations, and then maybe you'll discuss it later after getting everything from the scouting department.
I would say that'd be accurate. Yeah, I mean, we really want to take, this is their time. They've put all this work in. We really want to hear as much as we can from them, why they're in town.
And then you guys, though, do some of your own reports, right? I mean, you'll some players also and make your own assessments. But do you guys, I mean, we got a lot of people in this draft pool this year. You know, I know you guys scout some of the national, so-called national prospects that, you know, everybody's interested
right
in, the perceived maybe top 50 or 100 guys. So do you guys split them amongst yourselves, or Do you take the so-called top 100? Does Doug do a report on the top 100? Does Kelvin do it? How does that work?
Yeah, that stuff, we try to all get our eyes on as many guys as we can that we have interest in. So, you know, we don't necessarily just split it up. We're all going to, you know, we're all going to see these guys.
So kind of like cross-check.
And that's, you know, that's the job. So that way, Doug, we try to give Doug the best, you know, chance to make decisions.
We've talked to Doug about how layering in underclassmen has become a more challenging bit of extra work as the numbers increase each and every year. And this year, we pretty much hit 100 in terms of the underclassmen. Is getting the initial board finalized a greater challenge, which with this year is going to equate to almost three extra rounds of prospects?
Yeah, I mean, our guys have done a great job, our college scouts, in this past month as far as evaluating, you know, once the juniors have declared. So we're ahead of the game. Our guys do a really good job. So, no, it's not going to hurt us at all.
I mean, I know Doug had said that he's actually shrunk some guys' territories down to maybe accommodate for these bigger numbers that are coming suddenly, bang, they're on your plate in the middle of January.
Yeah.
So do you feel that's kind of helped streamline the process for everybody?
I'd say so. I mean, I'm telling you, we're ready to go. We got everybody evaluated, so.
Being a dyed-in-the-wool talent evaluator, what part of the NFL Combine gets you most excited when you head out there to Indy?
Well, you like to see the guys compete at the Combine, and then you also like to spend time with them with the interview process. You know, for us, that's really big, really important, just to get a quick understanding of how smart they are football-wise, you know, who they are personality-wise. So.
And then for the underclassmen that are showing up there, that are invited, is that just an extra opportunity to see them in a big time, big lights, focus on them kind of a setting? Does it hold water to see them in that kind of environment?
Oh yeah, yeah. And then from there you get the pro days in March. So it's another chance to see guys and be around them.
And then limited previous contact with a prospect of interest. Is that often the biggest factor in, you know, looking at a player more closely in that kind of a setting? I mean, you know, a lot of these underclassmen, your contact has to be limited by rule.
Right,
so
no
I'm
question.
Thinking, you know, if they're at the Combine, holy cow, let's, you know, really
get
a few sets of eyes on this guy.
No question. I mean, and that's what that really has become important with the number of juniors coming out. The Combine has become important to get our eyes on them.